The patient's name is Jennifer Kirksey, first name J-E-N-I-F-E-R, last name K-I-R-K-S-E-Y. Date of birth is 4/17/1986. Date of service is 4/20/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 36-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of falling down the stairs on Monday. She states that when she did get to the bottom of the stairs, the three middle toes on her left foot were swollen and they were pushed backwards. She describes a dislocation injury. Her husband did push her toes back down, and now she has excessive swelling and bruising to the left three toes. Patient does have an appointment with her podiatrist on Tuesday, but she came here to get x-rays. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, the depot shot, medical history, denial, surgical history. Tubal ligation, C-section times 2, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 136 over 92, heart rate 94, respiratory 16, temp 98.2, O2, 100, and she weighs 274 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, obese, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl, neck negative, JBD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound signs 4, extremities normal range of motion. She does have a decreased range of motion in her left middle three toes due to the swelling. Neuro, ANO times 4. She does have a limping gait due to her injury, and her skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. She does have excessive soft tissue swelling and bruising to the left three toes, digits 2, 3, and 4. Assessment and plan number 1, traumatic injury to the left foot. Number 2, contusion, soft tissue swelling. Patient did have a 2-view x-ray done in the office, which doesn't show any obvious injury of fracture, but it does show soft tissue swelling. We'll give her a Medrol dose pack as well as a prescription for Tylenol 3 for her pain. Patient is encouraged to continue to follow up for her appointment to the podiatrist for that left toe. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to our clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing, and she does agree with this plan of care. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time. Heather.